PR and the system is broke. American dream has gone up in smoke. So stop sitting there all broken hearted. Let's get this motherfucking party started. Lady Liberty is ringing a bell, and we're driving us straight into hell. But don't worry, we got what you need. Crank up the volume till your eardrums bleed. Go and make America, America again.
So you
I know it gets awkward, dude. So weird now.
So much going on, and yet you spend so much time responding to Twitter comments and posts.
And what do you mean? It doesn't take any time to say, huh, question mark, enter, and then keep going with it. Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It would take, I guess I can't multitask, so it would take me a while, but.
Well, it does help also, that I have like a command center here with a lot of monitors.
Yeah.
And I keep one in the corner that's just Twitter. And like whenever, giving away a secret, but whenever I'm like, you know, I'll be like working on a legal filing or something right in front of me. And then I'll just see some dog shit out of the corner of my eye and just click over, write something vicious, hit enter, and then go about what I'm doing. And then they come back and they're like, oh, replies.
Oh, and my that, God.
Yeah. My other favorite thing is, like, sometimes I'll just go and just take a bunch of pictures of me holding guns from my collection with my finger on the trigger. And I'll do that all at once. I'll stack those things up, and then I'll just, like, drop them.
Yeah, we had a lot of input from Patreon people and other people about... They want to know, like, what's the most fingers you've gotten into a trigger guard.
So we haven't started the episode yet.
Oh, what? Yeah. Sorry.
This is a whole new episode. This is like a whole... Yeah. I mean,
well, it's, no, this is like part two. It's a part two.
Well, so... Whoa. All right, you know what? We can do that if you want. We can do... Let's figure this out real quick, because... So the last bit of the last episode that we did together, I was getting super seepy. And I was a
sleepy. He was a little eepy.
I was an eepy boy. And so do you want to make this? Do you want to mash them together and make one episode out of it?
Yeah, let's smush them. Okay,
we can do that. So we don't have to do a new episode, a new intro. And
but did the other one not get released?
No.
We've got a couple ahead of you.
You've got like people ahead of you.
Well, yeah, why not? Who cares?
We're not like you, dude. We don't release a new episode every week. And then, like...
We have one.
Oh no, I don't, bro. I'll sit on that shit for a minute. Yeah. But this week, I was like, this week we had talked
Send it.
No, well, we talked about the grand happening, the notable Butler County that happened, and I was like, bro, if we don't release this shit tomorrow, it's gonna be stale tomorrow. So yeah. I've gotta.
This is interesting. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the second half of this episode with Matt LaRosier.
Oh, welcome.
Last week, the former president, Donald Trump, had not been shot twice.
No
in the
ear piercings.
Don't get your ears pierced at Claire's.
Yeah. But this week he has. I don't know. I'm gonna try not to be too edgy about it.
Yeah. Why not? We're Americans. Americans love that shit.
All right, I'll say this. There are certain shirts that I wish I could wear in public, but I can't. And what is it? Punk with a Camera just came out with one. His art, so he didn't actually make the art for this, but the art on his shirts is fucking awesome. And it says, "Make assassinations great again."
Can you put up the art?
Yeah, let's do that. Hold on. I can't.
Put it up on the Douglas.
Let's do it.
Jordan, put that up.
I'm putting it up. I feel like I'm in Howard Stern. Or is that no, that's some Joe Rogan.
I'm just in a weird place where like I gotta come out and be the guy that's like, hey, I'm generally against assassinating people. And in this political climate. But then also like the memes are really good, and I also really don't like Donald Trump, and imagining him dead is like, it doesn't like bother me. It's actually
I feel like
it would be way worse if he actually died.
Yeah, if you don't like Donald Trump, the worst thing that could have possibly happened was that wind not to blow.
Yeah.
Because there would have been... but, like, I don't like politicians no matter what, so it's not a question of that for me. I am glad he didn't die, though, just from, you know, for several reasons.
Yes. Yeah. It's for, I think, the state of our country, while it is getting worse, it would have accelerated it greatly.
It would have been hilariously accelerationist.
Yes.
Yeah. That shirt's fucking fire, though.
It's pretty nuts, whoa, right? It's pretty nuts.
It's a lot.
What?
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah, for the listeners at home, it's Donald Trump getting nailed in the side of the head, a flag burning behind him, and like viscera and gore spraying all over someone to the other side of him, and it's all in like white print on a black shirt.
Yeah.
It's totally normal. It's regular.
Yeah.
what a regular shirt to wear. Just normal stuff.
You know what? It's like one of those things that I could say a design is sick, but if I saw somebody wearing that shirt, I would know all there is to know about the person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Bro,
I bet that guy has a lot of karma. Reddit karma.
My wife makes fun of me because I wear a lot of print. I don't wear a lot of them. I have fewer than I did years ago, but she hates message tees. She's like, I don't think everybody needs to know what your beliefs are every time you leave the house. And I get it. But it's also, I think, the kind of message tees that I have. Like, one that I totally agree with. Like, I have two. One that says, kill your local heroin dealer. And then I have another one that says, kill your local pedophile, which I can't wear anymore because people think that I'm dog whistling transphobia now. But I've had that for like 8 years. This shirt, it's that long, that old. I wore it to jujitsu once, and they told me not to wear it again because it was inappropriate for the kids.
You can't wrestle kids. Well,
I'm like,
I
it's
don't
literally
know.
The most appropriate for kids, but kill your local pedophile. It's like kids keeping your
kids.
Yeah,
that's a sus dojo, if you ask my opinion.
So I don't.
No,
I don't
it was like
shirt I wear in the morning.
You get dressed in the dark, and whatever you walk out with is what you get.
Yeah. And so, like, you know, because usually, unless I'm going somewhere or whatever, I just throw on a t-shirt. And I've collected a lot of t-shirts over the years. And then, but the one that I won't remember what I'm wearing. I'll be out, and then I'll hear somebody say, nice shirt, and I'll look down. And the ones, my favorite one is the one that it's in the Doom font, but it just says, come. I've got another one that's a white shirt with black text that just says, don't bully me, I'll come.
Yes.
And then I've got the Semen Demon shirt.
Oh,
the only
God.
One that embarrasses me is the Semen Demon shirt.
People have to read that and take it in and then realize what it says.
Wait, are you the Semen Demon?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like,
this is a funny shirt.
I try not to wear like loud gun-related shirts to my son's school, but I forgot I was wearing our pro gun pro gay shirt, which is a very loud shirt, and
it's got tanks and explosions on it.
and like dudes in like banana hammocks on skates and
he's wearing shorts.
Oh, whatever. The administrator at the gate, like letting me in, was like, you know, hey, I like your shirt. I agree. And I'm like, what? I look down. And
wait,
I
see, oh shit.
And this is like weeks after like a lockdown for a mass shooting, like scare, like hoax.
Right.
And so I was trying to be like extra sensitive, and I thought I was gonna.
That's why
I was,
you wore that shirt.
Yeah. Right. That's why I thought
I'm pro
I thought
gun,
I would be
but also
shit,
pro gay.
But, I don't know. Anyways, then I found $20, so it's a good story.
Whoa.
I found $20 in my pocket once. That was great.
Hell yeah.
Well, Matt, now that we're actually getting started with the episode, with the second half of the episode, we still have some questions, hence why we're doing this.
No.
Yeah, sorry.
No questions. Only statements.
Sorry, guys.
This time.
Episode's over.
I want to focus on Patreon questions for this little bit.
Okay. And maybe if we have time, we'll hit the other ones.
Yeah. Sounds good.
That works. So Timothy Conklin wants to know, will you be continuing the State Gun Law 101 series You stopped at Connecticut well over a year ago, and I was hoping you'd be inching your way towards New Hampshire by now.
That sounds a little sassy. Well over a year ago? Timothy.
I've been waiting.
He's a mild-mannered
guy. That was
guy.
Not a
year
ago. I
can't imagine him talking to you like that.
No.
That was not a year ago. Let's
not only was it not well over a year ago, it was not even a year
Timothy,
ago.
Timothy, you're about to get date checked.
Yeah. Let's look here.
It's like getting fat checked, except it's on this podcast, so there's no guarantee it's right.
But it's Matt doing it. Yeah, Connecticut, that was... Why doesn't it just fucking say anywhere?
When you uploaded it?
What is this? Is this on Twitter?
No, I'm on YouTube Studio.
Oh, here we go.
Analytics.
Analytics. Love those.
Why doesn't it say when I uploaded it?
I guess we'll never know.
October 18th, 2022. That was not a year ago.
That's over a year.
That was not over a year ago.
2022?
No.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right, Timothy.
This dude over here is like not even, bro. That
Look
was like up. Last week.
Yeah.
Look it up, dude.
Timothy, you're wrong. Sorry.
Yeah.
But it's obviously you don't know how fucking time works, Timothy.
Yeah. Fucking halfwit.
He's a nice man.
Yeah, no, but anyway, yes, I fully intend to do it. When I stopped, there was like a mad rush of changes happening everywhere, and so I was just like,
just wait.
And I think I was writing Delaware, and I had written it for like the third time, and then I just got really frustrated.
It chilled out
like about 6 months ago, so I could probably start again.
Connecticut changed right after that also. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. But thank you for saying that. Cause I do want to get back to that. And that was like a lot of patrons and stuff told me that that's why they supported me on Patreon. And so I'm going to bring that back. I've just been like dealing with a lot, but we'll do it. I promise. I promise. Like it is in the cards.
Yeah, sweet.
Over the past 48 hours, that video has gotten 2 views. So that's good.
Oh, there you go. It's just some people who are watching it and then 10 minutes through yelling at it because laws have already changed. Things are just happening so quickly, man. Like it's gotta be frustrating and hard to keep up with stuff like that.
Yeah. It's quickly. And also not at all. Right. Cause this was a lot of like, housekeeping that was done post-Bruin that fucked everything up.
It's kind of like minutia, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
It's not like big sweeping changes. It's like you got to go back and be like, oh, okay, well, these like 15 tiny fucking things are like slightly
different
now.
We can't open carry in Connecticut anymore. That was a big one. That was, and we can't buy others anymore. Yeah. But that was like...
I mean, it's slightly worse.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, it's not getting better, that's for sure.
Yeah. If you like my little rolled up newspaper and the Mossberg and Ruger thing.
I did not see that.
What?
That was the thumbnail for Connecticut was a rolled up newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
And
then
the Mossberg and Ruger logos.
Oh, because they used to be here.
Yeah, they used to. Keyword.
Are they still like, here? Oh, I'm thinking of Winchester. Winchester used to be here. They're not here anymore.
Well, Winchester shouldn't exist anymore.
Yeah, neither should Colt. Oh, you know what? Actually, let's mark that. I got to cut that out. The person who told me that told me not to repeat it. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure it's verifiable, though, independently. My bad.
Yeah, I know, but she's going to listen. She's going to listen to this and know that I carelessly repeated it.
All right, well.
So I heard independently of anything.
That's the wildest fucking shit I've ever heard.
That's crazy. Is it? That would be crazy if it were true.
Yeah, I think it is. And I know think it's it true. Is too. I made it up right now.
And didn't hear it from a source at all.
No, I made it up.
It's like the majority of
I heard it in a dream.
It was actually a vision.
Yeah. So I'll just say, like, you know, while we're completely aimless, I just like to say one of my favorite things to do in gun auctions is I bid on the little, like, there'll be like 20 of a knife. And I'm like, well, that's cool because I just lose pocket knives like randomly. So I bid on this like lot of 20 knives and I didn't read the lot description. So now I have 20 of these tiny Vulture 2.
That is a small box.
Look at that. It's a little knife. It's a tiny little knife.
I feel like I've had that knife.
Speed holes. That's to make the draw faster.
Wait, it doesn't even have a pocket clip.
No.
I like how it's half serrated so you can never sharpen it properly.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's mostly serration, so it don't go no. I also like how only one side has an edge.
That's, oh, yeah. That's normal, actually.
I think that's like
a lot of pocket
thing.
Knives. No, it's for ease of manufacture.
Yeah, they just draw the grinder on one side.
There's a name for it. I can't remember what it is, but there's like a term for it. As well as
a single dog Douglas.
No, it's I don't know, like single grind or some shit like that. I don't know. There's also like terms for like whether or not the fucking
bow.
Thank you,
bow wow.
Matt, do you know what I did after we got off our show last week?
Rubbed one out.
I ordered $40 worth of McDonald's.
Fuck off, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
it was
for real?
Fucking disgusting. I mean,
it
was
delicious.
I tried
to talk him out of it. I thought you weren't going to do it.
No, I did it. I did all of it.
Oh, man.
I did it.
He was like, I'm so hungry. I was like, fucking DoorDash and order the shittiest food I can find.
Yeah. And I just wanted to do it. I don't know why. And I just did it. And I didn't.
McDonald's was the worst you could find?
No, see, I enjoyed it. So that's maybe McDonald's in Texas sucks, but most things in Texas suck. Just kidding. Just the infrastructure. Sorry, Houston.
There's nothing wrong with.
If you're listening, and if you're in Houston right now, you're probably listening off a generator, and you should probably get off that so other people.
Charge your phone. Stop listening to this podcast. Yeah.
Dude, Houston's like fucked. They're like, they're threatening linemen. They're like robbing them, beating them up. Pointing guns at him and stuff. That's nuts.
That's
fine. We were on a day trip with my wife and my kids, and there were these ladies from Paris who were on some like driving trip around Texas. We're at like a dude ranch. I don't know if you know what a dude ranch is.
Hell yeah, brother.
But
that's where I learned to shoot.
Yeah. They were driving that night. They were gonna be there. We're all leaving at like 7 or 8 o'clock, and they're like, we're driving tonight to Houston. We're gonna get in around like midnight, 1 o'clock, and I'm like, did you double check the place you're staying is still there?
Is it that bad?
I mean, yeah. There's the like places. Like hotels, Airbnbs will just not be open, some of them, because...
Isn't the way to tell now is you open the Whataburger app?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the Whataburger's
closed? Yeah.
Yeah, if the Whataburger nearby is closed, it means there's no electricity.
Yeah, because that's the only way you can tell is, like, when a Whataburger has no power, on the app it'll show closed because it's not pinging the central hive.
Doesn't mean it's closed. They might still be there.
Yeah. But if it says closed on the app...
Yeah.
The hive has lost connection.
That's something that somebody figured out, and that's really why we have the internet, for things like that to get shared.
Yeah, you'd think that's why we have utility companies, but, fuck me.
No, the funny thing is that the state is like, oh, if you want to know if there's power somewhere, open the Whataburger.
We don't have an app that we've made for this reason, but...
Well, they didn't, somehow it got fucked up.
Sounds about right.
Somehow.
I don't know,
The state government did it.
I had my God forbid, you'd rather the federal government be doing it.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's your alternative.
One way to make it worse.
The whole reason Texas isn't connected to the rest of the country is because the rest of the country is a piece of shit and is like an asshole to it. They're like, okay, yeah, you can connect, but you're gonna have to turn off half of that. And so Texas is like, fuck you. We'll have weird things happen.
Wait. So are you saying that the rest of the country bullies Texas, so Texas is like, no. No, I don't want
to. I'm going to make my own power grid with blow and hookers and blow.
Like, yeah, literally.
The power grid.
Yeah. No, and it's super, super fascinating. Like, I've learned so much ever since all this stuff has been coming on in Texas. Not like, I haven't retained any of how it actually works because I don't give a shit. But, like,
it's mostly functional when things are going right.
I did learn there are people whose whole job it is to like broker energy, and they're like the guy for like this corridor, and so like they'll sell their surplus energy to the other, like, and I'm like, I'm sorry, this is like so stupid. That job shouldn't exist. That should be like a node with a, like, you know,
switches.
Beeps. Yeah, wow. It just beeps and you start getting charged, and then it unbeeps. But apparently they're like, no, because everyone's got to feel like they're getting the best deal. So they have like human, like, flesh bags actually like meeting and shaking hands over like rates at certain hours. And it's like,
and would you believe that when quick changes and concessions need to be made, that the system breaks down?
No, that sounds totally unreasonable.
The flesh beings are on their jet plane because they need another $500 dinner.
What was it? Wasn't the governor in Europe when the hurricane hit?
I don't care.
Well, which, like, to be fair, he's not going to do much in
Texas.
I'm
glad he's not here.
Like,
fuck that guy.
No, but I'm saying, like, people are always like, well,
the governor's not going to go. The governor who is in a wheelchair is
not
going to
be like this.
Houston and save the people.
No.
Not to be ableist, but when you got trees on the sidewalk, yeah, you're gonna have to fucking
a walking.
Sorry, it's not an ADA
compatible
city anymore.
I didn't know much about Texas politics or whatever, but I remember when I met Greg Abbott.
You met him?
I'm sorry. Yeah, because FPC sent me to Texas to go like take credit for what they were doing, despite FPC having nothing to do with it. My directives were get a picture of you shaking hands with the governor. So I did that, and then they proceeded to take credit for like the carry thing.
Open carry.
I walk in.
We were so close to not having open carry. I was so fucking pissed.
That was interesting. Yeah. But I go in, and he's like, oh, there's the governor. And I'm like, and my buddy, he goes, Matt, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm like, what? And he like pulls on my shoulder, and I'm like, oh shit. I had no idea that the governor was getting wheeled in. I just didn't know. Right? I had only seen him in pictures where, like, I don't fucking know.
Oh, that's funny.
So they're like, there he is, and I'm like looking above the guy's head. And I'm like,
all disrespect to Greg Abbott.
I mean,
I didn't know he was in a wheelchair either.
He's nice. He was a nice...
Despite him being in a wheelchair?
No, despite being a politic lizard, right?
Yeah, that's a very Southern thing, is being nice in your dealings with other people, but then when it comes down to it, being a fucking fundy that wants gay people to die.
That is a Midwestern thing.
Oh, being yeah, yeah.
Southern is slightly different.
Slightly different, yeah.
See, Midwesterners
bless your heart.
Only care about themselves and pretend to care about others. Southerners actually do care about others and football.
Yeah.
I saw this map that broke regions down into things like that, and it said the Northeast pretends to be mean, is nice. The Northwest pretends to be nice, is mean. The Southwest pretends to be mean, is mean. And then the Southeast pretends to be nice, is nice.
Yeah.
What did it say about Texas? Because that's none of those places.
Right.
Results the Midwest may vary. It's weird. But, like, my favorite thing about all this, so there, and people have heard, you know, I'm a, it confuses people, right? Because I'm a person of color who's also, like deep with Southern pride. Because
surprise some people to learn that there are black people who were born in the South.
Well,
you know, but, they do come from here. Yeah.
Right. But like, I think we have the best culture in this country. I think we have the best communities of...
What, black people?
No, the South in general.
Oh, okay.
But I find it hard just straight identifying as anything, really, because I'm half Jamaican. And a lot of African Americans are like, Jamaicans aren't black. And it's like, okay, fine. Right? Whatever. That's fine. Sure. But, and, you know, whatever. But, like,
oh man, I love where I'm from. I talk shit about my government. I talk shit about fundamentalists. But I love where I'm from. I love these people. I love this place.
Yeah, fuck that. Really. Anyway, do. I'm a Floridian. If there's one thing Floridians we can agree on is we hate everyone else. But yeah. There was this study, including each other. Like, this tribalism is so severe. It's every 15 miles there's a new tribe that hates the other tribes. You know, and on those same maps, in Florida, things they hate most, Florida was Floridians. It's all tribal. Like, I'm like, oh, there's fucking Tampa little shits. They think they're... But anyway, with your coast.
You don't represent this state.
Which is why we're like the realest swing
state. You've just made an enemy for life.
Yeah. But anyway, there was a study, right? And it was... So they hooked these people up to all these heart rate monitors and things.
And they killed
them. They put them in a hallway. And they were like, all right, just wait until here, and then we're going to start your test, right? So, and the person would be sitting in the line waiting for their test, and then somebody would walk by carrying a bunch of books and drop them right next to the person. And so the people in the line didn't realize that was the test.
Ah, clever.
And so what happened was they noticed that Southerners would freeze for like a moment, and their heart rates would escalate a lot before they start to do something, you know, to help, right? But the Yankees, right, like New Yorkers, immediately just started yelling and berating the person, right? What's wrong with you? What the fuck? Why don't you look where you're going, idiot? Or whatever?
How dare you spill books in my presence?
So they're like yelling like that. And what do you think happened with their heart rate?
Stay the same.
Flat.
Flat.
Absolutely cold-blooded.
That's so
like a weird fucking lizard.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So weird.
That makes sense.
Like, the Southern person's like, because they're like, you know, they feel anxiety because they're like, I have to do something.
They feel anxiety because they got the shit beat out of them by their dad for dropping books when they were kids. And now they...
Right. But also they're like, I have to do something.
Yes,
right?
Of
like,
course.
What do I do? And also, what's polite, right? Whereas the Yankees just like, you piece of shit. And it's just like performative anger, which is just...
Yeah, it's not even anger from their heart. It's not even hot-blooded anger that is, like, you know, true to the fire in their soul. It's just like, you know, oh, I know what to do now. I remember what I was
this
taught.
Is the same. Yeah. These are the same people that made Joe Byron take me to dinner.
Yeah, it's so weird how, like, you know, they're different breeds of human being, right? Like, that's not...
It's
that's
so weird.
That should be compatible as a species, right?
I love, like, I tell people all the time who... I haven't explored the whole country. There's so much that I have to explore. And I will say also about the South, the nicest people, the genuinely nicest people I've ever met have been from the South. I remember my dad getting lost in South Carolina. We were trying to find something. It was before GPS. He wanted to hire a taxi to drive somewhere, and we were going to follow them because we had a rental. And the guy was like, no, I'm heading that way anyway. I'll, like, just follow me and I'll pick up a fare on the way or something. Got my dad's phone number and was like talking to him on the phone and stuff. And it was like purely from the goodness of his own heart. I've had my own experiences down there. I've said, if we ever had like a national language, if we had to pick like one dialect for this country and everyone would stick with it, it'd be like a New Orleans accent.
Like Creole.
Oh my God. I could listen to that
my
all day.
My favorite thing, just tangentially on the subject of accents, is so British people.
British
actors love to do Southern accents
because it's their real accent.
Yeah. So, but what happens is they'll play like a character from like Texas or New Mexico, and they'll have like a deep South Georgia accent, like a plantation, like fine Southern gentleman accent. And it just bugs the shit out of me because it'll be like, you know, meanwhile in Austin, Texas, and everyone's talking like a fucking, you know, like a
Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. Like Colonel Sanders. And I'm like, no one here does that. I don't know anybody that does that.
Yeah. But it's like, it's because the Brits, that's the way they are actually designed to talk.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all the
they
little...
strayed from the path.
Yeah. Well, they did it on purpose. Like, I'm sure you've read about the whole received pronunciation thing, right? Where this is how we sound.
Sure, yeah, let's assume I have.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
But they, like, the historic, like, there's a lot of historical, like, and I get into this because I'm kind of into accents and dialects.
Hell yeah, brother.
But the, like, there's a lot of evidence that the English at the time of the, like, founding era was closest.
Like shit-kicker slang?
Well, closest to what, like, anything in the world now, it was closest to the Deep South.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And, really? You know, people would be like, actually, it was the somewhat transcandrenal northeastern moonlit dialect.
Oh, my God, who cares?
Yeah. But people get really nerdy about accents.
You can get nerdy. Don't let me shame you. You can get nerdy about accents.
I have a really weird
accent.
Whatever
you're nerdy about, like,
I don't think you have an accent.
So
he has an accent.
We all have an idiot.
I know. I'm just saying. You sound like me.
You talk normal. You talk like default person.
Well, so that's NPC. The weird thing about my. That's the weird thing about my accents is because I was raised by people who spoke so differently, that I've just adopted little traits of so many different accents that most people think I talk like them.
You're like, you're just close enough accent to everybody to blend in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, kind of like my ethnicity where just wherever I go, people speak their language at me.
My like
white
Texan
people think
regional...
they can be racist to you and like make jokes that you're going to say like, hell yeah, brother.
And I do. It's like when Arabs like mutter racist things in Arabic and I go, hell yeah.
that's a bold, dangerous but admirable stance to take on when people are speaking different languages around you. Just say hell yeah with enough passion. And like, hopefully it goes your way.
I do one of two things. I either say hell yeah or I just speak French. They hate the Hispanics hate it when I do that.
Speak French? Hate it when you speak French.
Yeah. They get mad because there's a lot of similarities, and sometimes because like Spanish is actually my first language, weirdly enough, but I've lost almost all of it. And so sometimes I'll hear somebody speaking in Spanish and I'll be processing it, and then I'll open my mouth to respond in Spanish, and then like three Spanish words come out, and then a French sentence just follows. And then like I see it on their face because they're like,
maybe it's not that they don't like French, it's that you just confuse the shit out of them and they're trying to process why, if you did it on purpose or not.
I mean, yeah, no, that's like, that would be like somebody speaking like, you know, three words of a sentence in, you know, a regular transatlantic accent and then just going full New Orleans. Like,
yeah. Dude, we have a, did we ask the G Stump question?
Yeah, we did the G Stump one.
Oh, the auto key card.
We talked all about the auto key card stuff. In Shane.
Yes. You read it. Read it now.
In Shane asks, this is my smooth transition, by the way. In Shane asks, are all the ranch rifles.
Hey, folks. You know what blows? Buying stuff for your gun or your gear on the internet only to get it home to realize it sucks. Wouldn't it be great to take the guesswork out of buying stuff like that so that you knew what you were getting was quality stuff? I'm so glad you asked, because that brings us to one of our sponsors, Panther City Tactical. Panther City Tactical carries AR parts and tactical gear, and only their favorite stuff that they personally use and love. Think brands like Bravo Company, Emissary Development, B5 Systems, S-Tac Pouches, and more. I actually got the Streamlight for my Glock from them, and it ships super quick, and because it was over $100, I got free shipping. They also throw in candy and stickers with every order, and being a sticker whore myself, that's pretty cool. On top of that, Zach, the owner, is a great dude with great values, and we wouldn't advertise anybody on this show that we couldn't vouch for ourselves. So check out Panther City Tactical and use the code ABETTERWAY, all one word, for 10% off your first order. Once again, that is code ABETTERWAY, all one word, for 10% off your first order. Check them out. Now.
Are all the Ranch rifle lowers for bufferless uppers coming out right now as a result of some backroom rumors about an incoming national AWB, or are the companies just trying to crack into a banned state market? This is something I feel that Matt is uniquely qualified to answer.
Yeah,
what the fuck are you talking about?
So I think he's talking like the Fight Light SCR. and stuff like that.
And all the lever action dog shit that's happening.
No, so the lever action stuff, the fight light. There's another one. The regulator. There's another one that takes 870 stocks.
Yeah.
Made by FM Products.
Oh, and then there's that SIG regulator.
Oh, is that another one?
Yeah, it was so. Or was it SIG? I don't know what it was,
no,
but it was like.
I
haven't seen that.
It was the most horrifying pander dog shit, like, commercial I'd ever seen. Like, let me look this up because it was terrible.
There was a commercial
for it? Of course it's SIG. Fucking, of course it is. But yeah, no, it's the MCX regulator. And it's like, Jordan, pull this up. Pull this shit up.
Yeah, it's
all right, I'll pull it up right now.
It looks like it takes 870 stocks.
Well, no, it takes the fucking Magpul, like, yeah, no, is it a Magpul? It takes the Magpul dog shit.
Yeah, it's a Magpul 870 stock.
And it's, this is exactly what they described. It's a bufferless, you know, featureless thing. And they had like this ad for it that was, it pandered so hard to the like working man, right? It was like, there was a guy in a, you know, massive tractor. And I like, by massive, I mean like air conditioned, right? And he like reaches for his regulator. And then there's a guy in his truck with his cowboy hat and like, and there's a coyote and he reaches for his regulator. And the guys like all line up at the same time.
Manhood.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, and that's where they all shoot at the same coyote and it skips off the ground.
Into fucking
orbit. It was like, I think the idea for this is that, you know, Fight Light did theirs, whatever. And, you know, there is a market in Band States. I think that it's kind of a like keeping up with the Joneses thing.
Yeah.
Where they're all just following each other.
I gotta say, as someone in a very much non-band state, I find this stuff to have like an aesthetic appeal. Like,
yeah, I have an RDB California.
Yeah, sure. And you know, like I understand wanting it because it's neat and different. If you like neat and different stuff, if you like to just have different stuff, you know, that's cool.
Yeah, but it's the ranch rifle concept. And so here's the thing is like the gun industry is cyclic and people have, there's like all these different trends that catch on. And so right now, and so like here, like let's answer this question together. What's the other big trend that is otherwise inexplicable in firearms?
Retro.
Okay. Not retro, right? Because that's all
anodization.
No. What type of gun, a specific type of gun that's not semi-automatic. And we're putting pick rails on them.
Lever actions.
Lever action.
Yeah, that was big this year at SHOT Show, too.
That just happened all of a sudden out of nowhere. And okay, so
but they unironically like get me hard, though.
And that's actions. Not explainable, right? But right? This is the same thing. It's the concept because like the tactical lever gun is like it's like, no, this is a working gun, right? This is a tool. This is for the farm, right? Because Uncle Douglas used to use a lever gun, and so we're just bringing it up. Right?
We're just taking the lever gun and making it unambiguously more difficult to use the way that you have
and
to use it.
Three times the price.
Yeah. And now it hurts my paws. But like, this is the same thing, right? This is, they're like, oh, these people are buying lever guns. What about a mini 30 for today's generation or a mini 14 for today? And it's like, well, what would that be? I don't know. Let's just fuck up the AR again.
Yeah. So that's,
I think that's what it is. And I'm not, I wasn't invited to the global elite meeting where they discuss the, you know, nationwide assault weapons ban that's coming. So I can't comment on that, but I think it's just the firearm industry doesn't know how to market to itself. And so that's what's happening.
Well, I think it's that. And, you know, Russell from KE Arms, who, you know, he makes and sells guns. He talks about how much contraction there's been in domestic manufacturing. Because the market for ARs is so saturated, and he describes a situation where there's so much pressure for these big companies to keep their operations the way that they are instead of making big changes and big cuts. They have to constantly be coming up with new SKUs, new variations, new this, that, and the other thing. And they have to keep coming up with things to sell, big new projects. And I think there's, you know, there's definitely fears of gun control. There's definitely like, you know, we can appeal to the band states, but I think more than anything, it's, you know, we need something new And so the minute that something catches on, whether it's aesthetically or practically, you know, other people are going to tag along and you know, throw bad money after good money, you know?
I think, so let me rephrase what you said. So you said there's a need for, there's a need for people to pitch these projects. I think there's a need for people to pitch continuing to keep their jobs.
Yeah.
And
yes,
that's how
yes,
we
yes. Like to- But that's what I'm saying is that
nobody
actually
fucking needs this shit or wants it, really.
That's what I'm saying is that so Russell's talking about how they've gone from like I can't remember the numbers, but he had a shit ton of people working for him during the pandemic, and then now it's like him and like four other guys run the whole show. And that's just the way it goes, right? Like
But
Sig doesn't want to do that. Sig Sauer does not want to like lay off 70% of its manufacturing staff and sell a bunch of machinery.
I mean, there's a lot of weirdness in the firearms industry. Like, for example, I just sent you a link. That's a thing that was just announced.
Let's see.
That's so fucking weird.
Yeah, you guys want that, right? It's just, I mean, it's got everything you asked for. It's single shot.
That's a single shot.
Yeah. It's a single shot, 5.7.
All right, we're bringing it up. Oh, God, that's fucking awful.
What you wanted.
That's a single shot. What is the point of that? So, 5.7, bolt action, 7-inch barrel, 2 pounds.
It's got a half cock.
What is this guy? What is the dude in the flannel? What are they trying to imply
here? He's
going to
chop wood.
He's about to go put down a wounded animal. Look at the way he's holding that, staring out into the woods.
Well, okay,
like,
hold on,
chest deep. I have to go finish the job right now.
This is the only gun for the job. They say you can remove the barrel to change calibers. Can you change the bolt face?
You just take all of the other calibers that have the very common 5.7x28 case head size.
I just want to know who is buying. So I guess you have to ask somebody who regularly buys single shot pistols why this would be.
Yeah, useful. All those guys.
That's what I mean. I don't contender. They don't need something like this.
But I don't.
No, they
don't
need this one.
Do you think? Look at this guy.
5.7.
This is a guy. He's holding that in anger.
I mean, it looks cool. Something from space.
So yeah. I will admit, if this thing, like because of the Armalite AR-7. Undertones here. Mm. If this thing had a magazine, I'd be jelking to it, but it doesn't. you can swap the barrel out. Yeah, like, so what other things, like, off the top of my head, take a 5.7x28 bolt face?
I can't think of any. I don't know.
5.5 Velo Dog.
Hey, Velo Dog.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a Velo Dog case will slip up on there.
What is that?
Oh, that's a revolver cartridge designed specifically by the French in the late 1800s for shooting dogs.
For sure.
Yeah. I knew that.
Which actually would be a
from
great
a motor,
use
from a
for
bicycle.
This
that's why it's called a Velo Dog. It literally velocipede dog, and it was like apparently back in the day in France, like bicycles
would
be attacked by dog.
I love that visual.
I think more cyclists should get attacked by dogs. A single shot.
Just kidding.
Pistol caliber gun, that you can suppress can be very useful, but they exist.
No, you need this one. It's 5.7.
I just don't know. I mean, maybe somebody can write in the Patreon or something like that, or in the comments of this. But like, if you have on Instagram, if you have an actual need for something like this, can you please explain why? Because, I would like to know if there's actually somebody out there. Yeah, I know you're saying that, Matt. I hear it in your voice. I hear the inflection or the lack thereof. I want to know somebody who actually wants to buy something like this, because listen, I won't yuck your yum, but
I'll tell you what it is. It's for people who are stupid enough to be convinced that this will penetrate a bear skull
with one round, though.
Yeah, no, it's like, this, you're on a hike, and what if the bear? And then you can have just
a
9 mil?
Bro, this thing is so fucking big. This thing is so fucking big. There's no way anybody would take this over, like, a normal semi-auto or, like, a Magnum revolver.
No, because if that, no, because then how is it going to, what if the bear skull? You're not going to get through it, and you need the 5.7 to get the cop vest.
There's no way. There's no way someone would take this to, like, to find Jesus Christ.
Yeah. No, it's...
The only real reason you need a single-shot pistol like this is very quiet mercy kills.
Yeah, you're a veterinarian.
Yeah, or no. I mean, you don't have to be a veterinarian. If you work on a farm, you might have
executions.
You might have to fucking, you know, kill your wife. I don't know.
Yeah.
Quietly.
Or your husband.
And that's why you need the 5.7, because it's so easy to spread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is that it doesn't make, the choice of caliber doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, it's like they just fucking threw darts at a board.
But what does this have in common with those other ones? Look at the marketing. Flannel. Wood.
Yes. Wood. Yeah. This is a wood.
This is a serious working man's gun for a guy who uses guns to work.
Like, oh, man. I got to update my flannel collection before I buy this.
But that's a thing. Like, I think wild. That the aesthetic right now is utility firearms. And I say that full well knowing because I just released a single shot firearm, utility firearm, right? We just talked about
it. Yeah, but yours is 3D printed. Selling it. Like,
I sell kits.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, you're part of the fucking problem, Matt. Yeah. How dare you participate in this economy?
But mine's $100.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I will say, as somebody from a band state, when somebody sent me the Fight Light SCR, I would like a lever action, but if I ever get a lever action, it's not going to be like a modern lever action. It'll be a lever, like an old school one.
Yeah, because, you know, the thing way? Is that they, yeah. when they made lever actions, they thought about, like, what would be a good way to build a lever action? What are the ways to make this usable and good and fun? Instead of being like, let's take an existing rifle and just fuck it up with a lever. Like,
yeah.
Let's just
roof it. On
But yeah, I will say stuff like the Fight Light SCR is marketable to people from band states, especially.
You know what I want to see?
We can't buy others now, so if I want to see. Yeah, so
the
SCR. AR,
I think that's super cool. I love those. I love those, and I unironically want one. I'm probably not going
to
get one because
you
the value proposition isn't there. But I think they look cool, and if you buy it because you think it looks cool, that's just as good as if you buy it because you have to because you live in Connecticut. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
But what I'm talking about is, like, you know, you take like a – you put like a 30-round AR magazine under a lever-action receiver.
And now it's good.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what I want to see? I want to see them do a lever-action – where the magazine comes out the side. I think that would be a sweet variation and definitely enough to, like, market a whole new firearm on.
I didn't know you liked Nazi guns.
We've confirmed it
in the top. Now I like British guns.
Listen, A Better Way 2A has been confirmed white supremacist because we associate
so many
people
times.
Who
so
don't agree
times.
With
the French did it
everyone.
On top first, by the way. Okay. The Chatelero 1924 came two years before the ZB26. Which
I'm not gonna argue with you about this kind of stuff. I believe you. I'm gonna take your word for it.
I wanted
to
let
him
finish.
It's funny because you know what the Chatelero 24 was?
What?
No.
You know, as usual, because the French do this thing, or always used to, everyone caught on, where they'd be like, all countries, send us your best guns and we will select the best one, right?
And then they fucking stole it?
You know, well, yeah, and then they'll take their favorite one and change one thing and be like, I made this. So they did that. And then they picked up the BAR. And they just took the BAR's gas system and flipped it upside down and put the mag on top and said, I made this. And that was the 2429.
That's awesome.
It's an upside down BAR, and I love it.
Did it fuck as well as the BAR?
Yeah, way better. It had a semi-auto, and the semi-auto
Would you believe that, you know, a giant box magazine is kind of weird to, like, lay down and use on a bipod?
Yeah, but the 2429, because, you know, the old BARs, the A2s, right, had slow fire and fast fire, but the Chatelero had semi and full. And the way they got semi is they just attached another trigger to the front that slipped over once it went past. So your rear trigger is a, like, nice, crisp, normal, open bolt, full auto trigger. But the front trigger is semi-auto and is pulling the rear trigger and has its own trigger spring. So the semi-auto trigger that you're thinking, oh, that would be like for precision shots and stuff, right? That's a 45-pound trigger.
Yeah, holy shit.
No, fuck off.
Yeah, no, No, I have one. It's the semi-auto trigger is like 15 pounds and it feels great because, you know, it's a light machine gun trigger. But then the semi-auto trigger is dunk, and then you reset.
Why do they do this?
Why have they done this to you? they were like, look, c'est semi-automatique aujourd'hui. Tu parcours là.
I don't know what you said.
That's the French term for semi-automatic is coup par coup, shot for shot.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah.
Hey, friends. We hope you like the show. We like doing it. It gives us a sense of validation and the feeling that our lives will not be forgotten after our bones are dust and time has moved on. But anyway, if you like it, the best way that you can show that support is going on our Patreon and becoming a supporter there. When you become a patron, you get access to all of these sweet perks that come with it, like exclusive merch, discount codes, bonus content, and even access to our super secret Discord server. Plus, we'd appreciate it. Money buys our love, and we are cheap dates. So anyway, go to patreon.com/abetterway2a if you want to. This isn't an order, and even if it was, or just a bodiless voice on the internet. Or click the link in the show notes to check it out. Do you, wait, so Matt, are you French or do you just know French? I know you said French. You're part Jamaican. Okay.
Yeah. That's why my last name's like that.
La Rossier. Yeah. I didn't know if like you were like sixth generation and you just said La Rossier.
La Rosier.
What's like a really fun, what do you think is like, I know if like the typical American stereotype is we're all fat and lazy and stupid, but is there, like it actually, I'm not, tell me if this is just an ignorant question because you're half French, I'm assuming you have like half of a French brain. Are there any stereotypes that are like 100% truly accurate about Americans that you think?
About Americans?
Yeah, like that the French perceive us as, and like they're not too far off.
Bro, I do not identify with the French.
That's totally fine. I heard French and I was like, let's ask him this question.
I like French historical artifacts, hey, and I Paris like the French like? Language, but I,
hey, what's the
I don't like French people.
How do you make a croissant?
You steal it from Turkey and then use better bread.
Transition. Quactara the Unforgiven asks, when it comes to issues of violent crime, which are declining overall, despite media scare stories to the contrary, okay, what do you think the root causes are of violent crime, and what role would you like to see the government take in addressing those issues?
Cop suicide.
You said drug war.
I answered both parts of the question.
Fair, drug yes. War. And fair. We're never getting sponsored by legitimate companies.
Can I just say, I love it when
are legitimate companies and we love them.
What were you saying?
Yes.
I love it when someone asks a question and uses it as an opportunity to make a statement.
I know.
Yeah. I mean,
we know violent crime is declining.
Yeah, I guess it's like, you know, well, you know, he might have been like trying to cut that response off at the
I'm just being difficult. We love Quagmire.
You're so difficult.
I'm just joking around.
Yeah,
I'm just
but joshing. Like, no, but like the okay. So to answer the question like less tersely, yeah, the drug war, 100%. Like when you go down to the data, when you look at gun violence, it's like the majority of it that's actual gun violence is turf war related, right? And so why are these people fighting over turf? Well, it's because we've excluded them from normal markets, and so they have, you know, these weird little feuds, and then they have to run them as feuds would be run. And so if you just ended the drug war, I think like about 75% of violent crime overall would just disappear.
Yeah, I think so.
And like, and to also, because, you know, I've got cop friends, right? Like, well, like everyone else.
Not all cops.
Yeah, well, the only blue life that matters is Hatsune Miku. But
I don't get that. Is that like an anime thing?
I wouldn't worry about it.
we can pull it up.
Is it safe to Google search that name?
Depends on which part of the internet you're in. But okay. like what honestly the best thing that could happen right now, because we know that there won't be a political response that'll liberalize anything, would be more police officers exercising discretion, and not like increasing the, you know, school to prison pipeline, which increases the state, like all of the things that local governments through police do increase the stakes of criminal activity, and increasing the stakes of criminal activity increases the violence. And that's like, this is all directly related. So if like, if the stakes involved in drug dealing were less high, the violence involved would be less high.
What's your take on the legalization of certain or all drugs?
Fuck whatever. I don't care. People are going to take it.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Like, I mean, it should be legal, and we should treat it like, you know, and so there's a lot of things baked in, right? Like, you know, presupposing we're going to have access to healthcare. So, like, presently right now, we massively, expensively deal with, like, overdoses and, like, fucked up drugs by having the people clog up the hospital system, right? And then increasing prices for everyone else, because these wind up being incredibly expensive treatments that are not then offset, right? Or in the alternative, you could have people putting their company name on the drugs, right? So we can track which ones have like rat poison in them, and like having less horrible, super costly issues, and then treating it like you know, many other types of substance abuse problem, treating it as a, you know, mental issue. So that would, like, and I know I kind of sound like I might be preaching on it, but it's just like, I've, you know, I worked kind of as a data scientist on this for a while, and it seemed just like increasingly obvious the harder you looked at the data that this is all related to the stupid fucking drug war. Like, go all the way back to Prohibition. Like, the NFA is related to the genesis of the drug war.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then, you know, if you want to go back in time and prevent it all, well, I guess don't give women the vote.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Well, that was the big, like,
that was me
during Prohibition. Yeah. But like during Prohibition, that was a big push.
Yeah. No, and so like the joke people who, is that the alcohol prohibition coincided with women getting the vote. There were a lot of reasons why that happened, right? So it wasn't like women bad, they make the alcohol illegal. No, it was men hit the women.
You don't have to explain that you're not actually a...
No, Andrew. I understood the joke and laughed at it, and then immediately thought of a message that I got on Instagram from somebody. So when the other episode, one of the other episodes, you and I were talking about how, like, not all people are bad kind of thing. And I believe our statement was, like, we were trying to convey that, like, not all people on the right are crazy, not all people on the left are crazy. And what we said was, not everyone on the right is a Nazi, and not everyone on the left wants to chop kids' dicks off. And we laughed about it because everyone in the room knew that we were kidding.
Right.
And then I got a message, a very earnest message from somebody saying, like, hey, I understand you guys are joking, but, like, it's kind of hard to dodge that bullet, like, when we're already trying to dodge bullets from people who aren't joking about it, essentially. And I was like, I get it. Like, it's like joking about suicide with somebody whose family has committed suicide kind of thing. And so it's funny. Like, I laughed when you said that, and then immediately I thought, like, oh, God. I don't know where people are going to... First of all, I don't think anybody...
Well, yeah, that's why I stopped and clarified, because I was like, I don't want you to deal with a correction.
No. Yeah, it was... It's just funny that, like... And I get, you know, having to make corrections like that, but it's
well, I refuse to adjust, because I'm not going to do it. Like, I'm not fucking...
You don't have to.
Well, and I understand that may cost me, you know, some points with some people. That's fine. I'm completely at peace with that. But, like, one of my hills to die on is that, like, my personality is locked in. Like, my personality was locked in. I became who I am today when I was on my back fixing cars in the Orlando metro area. And I don't want to lose that. And so I talked a lot of shit, and I said a lot of vile things. And I'm and and people seemed to like me and understand me when I did that. So
yeah,
I'm going to keep doing that because that's me.
Dude, we live in this era of like, so we were talking about this with the advent of like people like Lucas Botkin, and I hesitate to even say Grant.
When was he invented, actually?
I don't know. He was invented in a lab somewhere, that fucker. There's no reason, no way you can get two people to fuck.
The advent of Lucas Botkin.
He can't have been made in a lab because they did such a bad job. he is such a mix of things that can only happen from just random chance.
You know, it's so funny that like the last time we like the part one of this episode, no, Trump did not have his ear pierced and Botkin did not attack our friend PSR.
Yeah,
dude, talking about like you could pick anybody.
What a self-owned, dude.
You could pick anybody to go after. Like, why would you, of all people, the
well, the thing is, the worst thing is he was clearly attacking Garen Thumb and like some other people, but he like mentioned PSR through like a quivering lip. And so, like, he's talking about how manly everyone should be and, like, how the gun, like, how gun marketing should be, like, you know, big, sweaty guys that are, like, juiced and that, like, you know, are really muscly.
Rippling muscles.
And they've got a nice gun and there's no...
You guys, you're making me sweat.
There's no way I can get out of a hold, right? Like, and so, like, Botkin's sitting there saying that. And then he's like saying, you know, it's just so... And then he's like... PSR. Right? Like, that's who he, like, that was his shot. And it was just, like, such a pathetic, bitch-made thing. Yeah. Right? Because, like, me and Ivan on This Week in Guns were like, all right, I'm going to stop and say, like, you know, PSR is my, like, friend. I love him dearly. You know, I have a sponsorship agreement with him. So, like,
nobody doesn't like this guy.
Nobody doesn't like this guy.
Anyone who interacts with him is like, this is one of the best people that I've met.
Yeah, but you know, who knows? People, some people, whatever. But so no one could argue and say that I don't like him because there's proof. All right, there's proof of me pushing him in a wheelchair in a battle buddy stage. Right. So like,
that was pretty great.
Yeah, and I came out and said, I'm like, yo, I don't like some of that shit he does. But I'm an adult, and so I am capable of not watching it. Right? Like,
was it the 50-round drum mag in his pants jumping up and down that you didn't like? Or
no, I was fine with that.
Can we? I was gonna say, can we get an in-depth visual? But
the flashlight thing's just like he did it three times.
It's gratuitous. Is it gratuitous?
The first time I was like, this is actually making me uncomfortable, just because like, well, because one, I'm an NFA lawyer. And I'm just like, like, stop doing it. And then also, it was a bit gross.
You watched it in slow motion. Like, it could be physically gross. I could see that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I used to work, full disclosure, I used to work at a porn store when I was younger.
A pornographist,
yeah. Hats off. That's where my depravity began.
You were a pornographist.
I stuck a 12-inch, like, dildo, suction cup dildo on the front bumper of my buddy's car right before he left for home. And he drove like 15 miles on the highway.
Good ornament.
With this big dong flopping around on the hood, on his bumper. He drove a Chevy.
And he didn't know because he couldn't see it.
No, because it was under his grill. Like, I see dildo, I see fleshlight, I laugh. Because that's where my head's at. But
yeah, it wasn't the... And let me be clear, it wasn't the fleshlight that made me uncomfortable. It was the
penis explode.
Slow motion.
It's just the general, whatever. It wasn't a puritanical objection. It was more of a like, stop.
A visceral physical reaction.
Yes. Yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
Like in what is it? Postal 2, where you stick a cat on the end of your gun as a silencer.
That shit was fucking funny. that shit was... I loved that game. Everything about that game. I think that game like equipped me for later in life because like there's no way I could just deal with all the bullshit we have now without being so desensitized. Like I remember like, you know, like it was an objective to kick what was his name? Fuck. From Different Strokes.
Yeah, Gary Coleman.
You have to kick him to death. Yeah, and it's like limbs come off. That's Postal 2.
Yeah, there's a scene where the Taliban attack, and my friend killed a bunch of them at a choke point with a Molotov, and their bodies kept catching fire, and then, like, you know, the fire on one would die, but then get relit by a fire that was lit on another one, and they just kept, the bodies kept lighting each other on fire endlessly, and so he had to piss the bodies, he had to piss on the bodies.
Yeah.
To put out the fire.
Yeah. No, you know, you'd press R. R did not reload. It unzipped your pants.
Why have I never played this game?
Bro.
It's terrible. You should play it.
It's an objectively bad game, but also
no, but that's a shining endorsement right there.
I also remember the keybinds because they were so off the wall. Like when you had the M16 out and you hit the enter key, it would go, assuming you had picked up a cat off of the ground, the gun would go down and come up with a cat on it. And it would be silenced now.
And that cat would die.
Well, the cat would survive for like a long time.
Yeah.
it would just be sitting there wagging its tail all normally. And then after like 30 rounds, the cat would go flying as a projectile. And if you hit somebody with the cat bullet, they would begin projectile vomiting until they died.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And this game came out in the early 2000s, and that was like the level it was on.
Holy shit. Sounds like a Trey Parker and Matt Stone type deal.
It was advanced.
Yeah, that sounds great. I will, if it's on Steam, I'll have to play it.
Oh, it's on Steam? I think it's like $4 or something.
I remember buying
a physical copy of it at the Best Buy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how old those days.
Yeah. I remember, I was just telling my wife, because she never saw this, but we were in Costco and I was looking at, like, they had put out like a bunch of kids' books because summer had just started, and it took me back to when at the front of the Costco they'd have the flat, just big open, like rack, completely flat, like 6 feet deep of just big box PC software. And I remember my ass would sit there and like read every box, like little 8 and 9 year old.
I remember that.
Yeah, you remember the big box? Yeah, it was all in the front corner of the store, big box software all the way back. And that was like, my mom could do all of her shopping, and I had read like one third of the software. And that's where I got my copy of Roller Coaster Tycoon 2, my big box.
Hell yeah.
That's the good autism, man.
Yeah. that's one thing that's missing so much. The, like, you know, games are all digital now, but like, I just... God, there was something about taking home the back of the box on the way home and getting car sick.
Yeah,
and just like you just can't wait to like to fuck up the installation of this game, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, because you restart your computer by accident in the middle of it and you get stuck in safe mode or maybe I remember.
Or the floppy skips ahead.
I was after floppies. Install it in DOS.
Yeah. No, we had it. We still had a DOS computer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, when Windows 95. Was built on DOS,
yeah,
so on like many applications, you'd have to like switch to DOS to like do configuration.
Yeah, it was great.
Wow, you guys lost me.
Now you just have a fucking PowerShell, whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, power smell, sniff, sniff.
Jacob wants to know when you're gonna make a KSG Fud Blasters video.
Wait, what is Fud Blasters?
Fud Blasters is my... So a Fud Busters is where I talk about gun law and the gun news and everything. Fud Blasters is where we... So it's a gun review channel, and our whole shtick is that we do not care about the fact that the gun's a sacred cow. We don't care that, like, everybody says it's great. Me and Ivan take it apart, and from, like, an engineering and gunsmithing perspective, we tear it apart. And so we just did the M1 Garand. And I felt like that was our most objective and reasonable review we'd ever done. Because we were like, this makes sense for the time, but it's absolutely fucked up from a modern perspective. Like, there's no way to make this anymore. And people are like, how dare you? And I'm like, didn't you see the first part was this was fine for the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But people are...
Yeah, they talk about like how they manufactured those receivers. I don't think you even like can do that anymore. I think you
can. To, like... It would just be hilariously expensive, like pornographically expensive.
Yeah.
And
pornographically expensive.
Yeah, and like, but then it's funny. It's like, and I love stuff that's easily manufacturable, and And so we did the M17 bullpup. That's an AR-18 based bullpup. And everyone was just, because like we had only talked about guns we were shitting on until that point. And then the comments of that, because we were just gushing over this stupid fucking thing. We're like, look at how simple it is. Look at how it's so elegant. It's so perfect. And everyone's like, I did not expect to see Matt and Ivan glazing over a piece of black plastic for 20. But it's like, if you want to have that nerd engineering perspective on the gun, in terms of like, how is it made? How will it hold up? Then FUD Blasters is a, you know, a good gun review channel for you.
Okay.
So if you only care about how it looks, like we might talk about it's ugly for like 1 second, you know, and then move on.
That's cool though for somebody who doesn't.
When are you going to do the KSG though?
I don't think that needs to be talked about. Like, I mean, there's
fair.
We have like 12 videos that's already been like, I'll tell you one and I'll give you your audience a little sneak peek.
Ooh,
the Hammerly Force B1, straight pull, you know, Walther Hammerly 22.
Yeah.
I was fucking cranking over that thing. That shit.
Really?
That shit is perfect. Oh, yeah. It's like perfectly, it's like so modern manufacturing perfect. Like, I was just jelking over that thing the whole fucking episode.
I'm going to use this word the next time I go back to work and people are going to be like, what the fuck did you just say? Because that's a word I don't hear ever.
And then tell them to Google it. Tell them to Google image search jelking.
Yeah.
Safe search off.
Unblur photos.
Well, and I tried to spell it recently and people were like, what are you saying?
It has a Q, doesn't it?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
Because I've seen the word spelt. I have the internet. Well, Matt, yeah, I definitely think it was worth, I mean, I knew it was worth going into it, having you back for a second episode, because I was starting to lose steam a little bit at the end of the last one, which is funny because I always yell at Andrew for falling asleep on our guests. And
it wasn't
I was
me
like,
this time, bud.
I was a couple minutes away. I was a couple, and it wasn't anything to do with you. It was just, I didn't even know what
no,
I did that
I've
day.
Been boring.
Yeah, you were a couple minutes away from falling asleep, and then instead of falling asleep, you paid $40
for
McDonald's.
For some McDonald's, some McDoublers.
McDougal?
Yeah, some McDonald Douglas.
O'Doyle rules.
Some Frederick Douglasses. oh, man.
Had a rash chism out here?
What?
What the fuck?
I don't
He's
know.
He's too advanced. He's too advanced.
We've severely underestimated our opponent. Oh, man. Matt, we ask all of our guests this, and it's netted us some pretty cool answers. I think we should make a book about this after a while. But if you had a piece of advice to give people, it could be gun-related. It doesn't have to be gun-related. It could be related to anything.
Just something that you think people are sleeping on, some quality.
Don't
of life
talk day. To the cops. There's literally no reason ever. It never helps. Just don't ever do it.
I think you're the first person to say that, which yeah, I'm actually surprised
definitely.
About.
You should never, ever do it.
Yeah.
Like,
that's good advice. Shut the fuck up Friday.
Yeah. There's like, even if you're like, oh no, I actually didn't do anything wrong. I'll just explain. You've already lost.
What if you're like in line waiting for coffee with a cop and they like make a casual observation and like ask your opinion?
Just piss your pants.
Just make yourself an undesirable target.
Yeah, just like
this is.
If every time a cop spoke to someone, they just pissed their pants. I think that
they just stop. They like approach people so cautiously.
There's plenty of sadistic cops out there. That would do it for fun.
Taking the rookie. Hey, check this out. What's up, bud?
Just lock up like one of those petrified goats.
Yeah.
Just piss.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, there's always a chance instead of getting pissed on, you get cummed on, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the D20 they have to roll. Yeah.
I saw
rolling the dice every time they interact.
I saw a patch that said, don't shoot me or I'll come.
Yeah, that's good. Were there any other questions? You said you had a ton of Patreon questions.
Those were it, man. We've had.
I thought we did, but then I scrolled down to the second page and there was just one.
All right, hell yeah.
Yeah.
There is another one, but I think we already talked about this, about the SCOTUS cases that got refused cert.
Yeah. Sorry, I just saw a really fun image.
Share.
Okay. There's nothing to read in the tea leaves on those. I always get really angry when people like try to, you know, say, oh, it means this, it means that, whatever. But
the secret plan of the SCOTUS.
The reason it got denied cert is because someone who otherwise would have wanted to play decided they didn't want to play. That's pretty much it. That link didn't come. It came all weird.
Oh, what is this? Is this one of those AI things?
Yeah.
What is it? What is it throwing up?
It doesn't
matter. It's a horse throwing up a dry substance at a gas pump that is inside the gas station.
And then there's like only Marlboros behind it.
Yeah. In the fridge. Marlboros in the fridge. Man, AI is such a nightmare sometimes. The generative AI. Like...
Yeah. Oh, I love it. It's so good. So whenever I'm like, whenever I catch myself just laughing at shit like that, I think I back to I that. Muted.
Sorry. I didn't realize I was muted that whole time.
Oh, back to that one. Was it the Futurama thing? Your booze mean nothing to me. I've seen what makes.
Yes. Yeah, it was Rick and Morty.
Oh, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was the heist episode.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Rick said it.
No, I didn't see it there.
Yeah, well, that's oh, okay.
I mean, it's possible they did a crossover.
It must be a common thing.
It's very popular because Rick and Morty is in strangely popular, but it was like
strangely it's a really hilarious
whole,
show.
The whole episode is about how heist movies are garbage, but then they explain it in the context of a heist episode. And at one point Rick is like, we're not going to do a heist, and everyone boos. And he's like, you know, your boos mean nothing to me. I've seen what makes you cheer.
Where's the origin of that? I'm going to look it up right now.
You guys, this is exactly what happens. We go start saying goodbye, and we end up spending another 20 minutes, half an hour talking about random shit. So you guys are getting an extra nugget of, yeah. Usable knowledge here.
Enjoy the nugget.
Enjoy the nugget. Can you hear me when I'm whispering?
No.
Whisper louder.
I wasn't whispering.
A single episode of Rick and Morty.
Yeah, but people repeated it. Like it's all over everything.
I swear this was
a cultural phenomenon.
I swear this was in Futurama, like, originally.
You could have seen like a meme of it. And it's got like similar color palette.
Yeah, maybe they put the subtitles from Rick and Morty over.
I'm being gaslit. All right, guys, have a good night.